Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
We got time. We got all day, actually. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, Monday morning. We like to do a weekend review. I didn't even talk to you this weekend. Wow, what happened there?
I know, we just laid low. Listen, I had nothing going on. I was at my house.
Yeah, me too. I just kind of hung around, ran some errands on Saturday maybe. But overall, the weekend was an NFL weekend for me. Two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. I don't think any of them worked out the way I wanted, but oh well. What are you going to do? My team is
done.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. I did nothing of note. Seriously. Nothing of note.
And is there something? Is there anything wrong with that? I don't think there is. I think we owe each other maybe a day or two sometimes where we don't do anything. Like, why do we have to be doing something all the time? People like that actually drive me crazy. Like, what are we doing today? What are we doing today? Calm the heck down.
Yeah, every once in a while, it's good to kind of just, you know, like, I did read a book.
There
you
go.
I read a book this weekend. Part of my resolutions.
Right. I remember
that. One book a month. Yep. So I read an actual physical book. It was cool. Very good. Murder mystery. I finished it.
See, you could do that when you have that time, you know? So let's just take time off and just relax once in a while. All right. So for you NFL fans, four games have been reduced to two now this coming weekend. Does Laura's dog MacGyver want to pick the two games this Friday? Because he didn't do too well.
You know what? I feel like he was tired this past Friday, and I said that. Like, he wasn't into barking. I was like, these doggies are sleepy. So he'll give it another whirl.
Okay. Well, our old morning news guy Matt, we miss him so. He has moved on to be producer of the Steve Jones Show on News Radio. He was very excited about Max picks and said he was going to do a feature on the Steve Jones Show about your dog. Now, ooh, tough way to start the feature when Mackie went 1-for-4. Yow.
So. Oof, 1-for-4. I mean, that's rough.
He picked the Chiefs over the Browns, and that did happen. That was one heck of a good game. But he lost on the Rams over the Packers, the Ravens over the Bills, and the Saints over the Bucks. Youchie. So this coming Friday, I say we give him another shot. What do you think?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. This weekend, he'll pick the Bills at Kansas City against the Chiefs or the Bucks at Green Bay with the Packers. So make sure he's awake Friday morning. Don't keep him up late Thursday night. None of this doggy party Thursday night stuff.
I'll try. I mean, I think he was snoozing last week, you know? Yeah. I'm making excuses for him. I definitely am.
Okay, that's all right. We're trying to make him a celeb here. We're trying to make him a staple on the Steve Jones Show. There's a career move. I put that on his resume, and we'll see what we can do. Anyway, on the way, late night sound bites. We didn't talk about this last week because I thought it was kind of weird, but Jimmy Fallon talks about where the police were mistaken for the strippers. That's on the way.
Oh, geez.
With a late night soundbite. Still to come, Laura's good news. And we can't talk too much about Girl Scouts. It's cookie time.
Oh, my gosh. And some of these Girl Scouts are just adorable.
I think that Laura's been training them on the side. I think it's a side gig for you.
I'm a consultor.
Yeah, for Girl Scout
consultations.
Sales. Yeah, something like that. We'll do that and more. It's all on the way this morning. Stay with us.
Right here with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94K.
Laura in the morning. It is also National Winnie the Pooh Day. Isn't it funny? I don't know.
Well, that's fun.
You know, I was reading this morning. I had no idea where Winnie the Pooh came from. I didn't know he was Canadian. But the real bear was named Winnie, and he was an abandoned black bear cub who was adopted by a Canadian soldier during World War I. So he named him Winnie because he was from Winnipeg. And he took the bear with him to England to be part of the Canadian Army as a mascot. I'm reading on today thinking, Winnie the Pooh was not a silly old bear. He was actually a military bear. That's pretty cool.
That's anyway. Very, very cool.
Now, you were mentioning in our pre-show little meeting that it's Blue Monday and it's supposed to be the most depressing day of the year.
I don't know why. So apparently today is Blue Monday.
Uh-huh.
A British psychologist came up with it in 2005. Like, but it coincides with Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which seems ridiculous. But I guess today is typically the perfect mix of all of the factors that make us depressed, like bad weather, holiday debt, failed New Year's resolutions, and realizing just how far away from our next vacation we are.
Yeah. And the fact that Christmas is a long way away again, and that made us happy, but now it's over. But yeah, throw in a little racism on top of that. And
oof.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Day, I mean, come on. I mean, it is depressed. I was not depressed until you and I talked about it, and we both started looking into it, and we're thinking, well,
in the dude's defense, he was a British psychologist. So Martin Luther King Jr. Day only exists in the United States.
That's true.
Similar to Thanksgiving. So, like, it's our holiday, not England's holiday.
Okay, so there you go. Not our fault. Okay, as far as Blue Monday being Martin Luther King Day, it's just a bad coincidence. In the meantime, Tom and Laura were going to talk about this last week, but it was just too kinky. A late night soundbite.
Police in Argentina raided a swingers party, but when they showed up, the swingers thought the cops were strippers. It didn't help when the cops were like, all right, we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Oh, no.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Life worth talking about.
Trouble Morning Show.
94.1 WQKX.
Nothing but trouble. That'd be me. Laura, she's a nice girl. There you have it. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next. Mark's running around here like crazy today again.
Oh, is he? Very busy on this Monday.
Very busy in the news department. Rob, the Sports Center has NFL, and Steve has the weather.
Yay, Steve.
Do we address the elephant in the room again? How scared are we for the inauguration? I mean, maybe that's why Mark is busy today. He's on the news line constantly, taking the local spins on courthouses and our very own Capitol in Harrisburg, talking with state police and local authorities. He's been on top of it since January 6th.
Indeed.
How scared are we? I mean, I'm a little worried. I'll be honest with you.
I am. I'm worried for particularly the National Guard members and first responders who are now being deployed to our nation's capital, as well as state capitals throughout our nation. I just don't want to see anyone get hurt again.
Again being the key word there. Yes, CBS Sunday Morning had just, I don't know, sad footage on all the fencing and barbed wire that has been put up around the Capitol buildings. And
yes, and even buildings and offices being boarded up. It's
yes.
It's really, really disheartening to see that this is sort of what we've all come to. But I understand the need for caution. I just really hope that things occur without any incident.
Yes. Can we make the change that democracy allows us to do? Can we please make the change and do it peacefully?
Excellent question. I don't know.
News is next. We'll cover that and more. Still to come, the first grader Girl Scout who can sell just about anything. I'm pretty sure.
Listen, I swear, cute, adorable little girls in adorable little Girl Scout uniforms could take over the world.
Especially if they're holding Thin Mints. That's all I have
there
to say. That story and more on the way. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
There's just a girl, and there's just a Girl Scout. There's a big difference. Laura Good is our resident Girl Scout. It's all
I am. Lifelong Girl Scout. Guilty as charged.
Yeah. Did you ever have to sell the cookies to grandma and the neighbors
of
and all that?
Of course I did. I was a brownie. Come on now.
Did you pedal them on your bicycle? Or how did you do it in Mount Carmel?
A wagon.
Wagon?
A wagon.
Excellent.
So like I would walk around the development with my best friend, my childhood best friend, Lizzie. We were in the same troop. Our moms helped be troop leaders, and we would pedal our wares throughout the development.
So you basically was like tag team in the neighborhood there, you
yes,
and Lizzie?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
That's cool.
We were very cute.
This girl is adorable, okay? A doorbell cam video captured little first grader Allie Schroyer doing her Girl Scout cookies pitch. Now, if you get lost in it, that's okay, because she's just so darn cute.
Hello, I'm Allie. Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? What kind would you like? My favorite kind is the purple kind. What is yours? Well, you can buy them $5 in each.
Okay.
So, would you like one? Or two, or three, or four, or five?
A five?
Or six, or seven, or eight, or nine, or ten?
Ten?
And I just wanted to say, I'm a Girl Scouter. And what's your favorite color? Because the boxes are those colors. Then maybe your favorite color and the box is that color, and then you can choose it. And then, well, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My favorite color is purple. I don't even know what kind of Girl Scout
cookie. Samoas.
Samoas.
It's Samoas.
All right.
Yeah, it's the shortbread cookie with the caramel, with the coconut, with the chocolate drizzle. I know them.
I don't even like those, but give them to me because
you're
going to buy your favorite
box. Those
are
the peanut butter chocolate ones.
Okay.
The yellow box, those are Savannah Smiles. All the green box are Thin Mints.
I know the Thin
Mints.
The blue
box are the traditional shortbreads.
There you go. I mean, this girl took Girl Scout cookies sailing to a new level. She took it to your favorite color that matches the box.
So stinking cute. I love it, too.
The kid is adorable.
The funny thing is that she's talking to the Ring camera doorbell.
Yeah.
So she's so advanced. She knows it's recording.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if those people aren't home, they can rewatch it and then contact her for delivery.
Technology is helping the Girl Scouts in so many ways. Laura had her wagon and her friend Lizzie, and she had to talk to barking dogs on the other side of the door. No, little Allie here has the doorbell cam. I absolutely love it.
So funny.
When does Girl Scout season wrap up, cookie season? Is it March?
Typically, it coincides with March Madness.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So normally, it's like President's Day to like middle of March.
Okay.
Right now, it's in the pre-sale where you need to know a Girl Scout. You have to have a direct hookup.
Mm-hmm.
You can pre-purchase your cookies, and then she will deliver them to you. But then in February, after President's Day, is when all of those pop-up cookie shopping opportunities occur.
Yeah.
Outside of Walmarts, grocery stores,
weed
shopping
clinics,
malls,
yeah,
et cetera,
all
et cetera.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got us a hookup, right? A local Elysburg hookup, I think.
I do. Well, no. It's not my local hookup. It's because we were talking about it on air.
Right, but that's what I mean. She's local. She's local. You got her, right?
I have the contact information.
All right. We're set to go, right?
We are. Don't worry. We just have to send an email, and they will make sure that not only can we have our own cookies delivered, but then also if we wanted to buy a box to donate to a local nursing care facility.
Yes, we will be doing that.
Which is very cool.
We'll be doing that in the future as well. Very cool. I just want to make sure you had us hooked up because, there's going to be a March Madness this year, and I can't get through it without a couple of boxes of Thin Mints. That's all I'm saying.
Those are your favorite. You're so funny.
It could be a 12-step process to get off them. I'm telling you. So I'm just staying with it. Thank you,
hey,
Girl
you know
Scouts.
What? A Try It Tuesday can involve Thin Mints, and you can make truffles out of them, and they are like thebomb.com.
Yum! Try It Tuesday with Girl Scout cookies. I see it happening. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
News is next with Tom and Laura in the morning on this Blue Monday. I just keep digging up info on this Blue Monday, which is so weird. It's promoting just being depressed, the most depressing day of the year. Come on, guys, get happy.
I was going to say, I don't necessarily want to start off my week being depressed.
No. So what? What the heck is going on here? And then I see this list of top reasons to stay in bed, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it is a Blue Monday.
I mean, the number one reason, and this is very true, 2021 has yet to establish trust or the impression that it's going to be any different from 2020.
True that, girl. True that.
That is concerning.
Oh, boy. Anything else? Look at this list. It's great.
I mean, it actually is pretty awesome. Netflix ain't going to binge itself.
Your pillow looks like it needs a few more cuddles.
Even God took a day to rest and order a burrito supreme via Grubhub.
You're a good celebrity impressionist. Today, do Phil Spector. Oh, that's just wrong. We lost Phil Spector over the weekend. He wasn't a good guy, but he died. He was a record producer in the 60s and 70s, and then he committed murder, and then he went to jail. But anyway, you're all out of booze and too hungover to go to the liquor store? Wow, that is a Blue Monday.
Yeah, right? If you don't get out of bed, you don't have to put on pants.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I got a Zoom meeting today. I may or may not be wearing pants. I don't know.
You don't have to. You're on Zoom. Chest up, man. You're fine.
If you can make it 24 hours, you don't have to worry until it's Tuesday.
Okay.
Nothing good ever came from putting on pants.
Well, okay. I like that. And, yeah, it's time to order a burrito supreme on Grubhub. Is that going
to
be
your New Year's resolution was to get bed sores.
This list goes on and on, and most of them are terrible.
It's awful.
Do you think somebody actually had a New Year's resolution to get bed sores? So I'm working on it. Yeah.
Probably not, no. But I will tell you, the first one, 2021, man, it's sketchy. I really don't trust it yet.
I think it might take all of Q1 to decide if we like
I
this
agree.
Year.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.
Give me some more stimmy. I like the expression. I really do. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Speak in so many ways.
Yeah. Stimulus checks. True story. My brother gets his first stimulus check, about a year ago, whenever it was, the bigger one, and his dog needs surgery. So that's where the money goes. So he's like, well, you know, you got a dog. You love the dog. There goes my stimulus check. And then a couple of weeks ago, that $600 one came out or whatever. His dog got sick again. And he takes him to the vet. He's got some kind of GI tract problem or whatever. There goes his second stimulus check. He says, now, what is up? Is this karma? Like, what's up with my dog? He senses the check showing up and he gets sick.
Poor puppy.
I said, I got no answer for you. And Kobe is his dog. But anyway, there's a guy on social media doing a song. Now, this is not the Quarantunes. This guy is for real. His name is Eric Schwartz. And he did a song called Gimme My Stimmy. And it got such rave reviews that it went viral that now there's Gimme My Stimmy Part 2.
Gimme my stimmy. Gimme my stimmy. Y'all taking your time. Gimme my stimmy.
Gimme my stimmy.
Gimme my stimmy.
Oh, my gosh.
Gimme my stimmy. Lost a year of my life. How you late with the stimmy?
When I dropped part one, got my stimmy the next day. Didn't hesitate to spend it because I got my bills to pay. Used every last cent just so I could pay my rent. No, not the whole place, just
for the room I'm in.
Now the committee gonna give another stimmy and increase the money all the way up to 2 G's. But I'm gonna need you to find $11,780 more dollars in it for me. If I'm late with the tax, y'all charge me the max, cause that is the rule that's written. So why do you laugh when I ask for it back?
Give me my stimmy with interest.
Give me my stimmy. Give me my stimmy. I bet you won't go broke. Give me my stimmy. Give me my stimmy.
Ding dong. There needs to be a music video.
It's so 80s, but it's so funny, cool.
It's awesome.
Just for a little bit, you're still coming out ahead.
Just give me for a little bit.
Here's the thing. I'm trying to think. Last round of stimulus checks, it took me about 3 months to have mine deposited.
Okay.
That's $600. Still haven't seen a dime.
Wait. You still haven't gotten your second stimmy?
Nope.
What is going on in your life?
Seriously.
What, they think you're an international spy?
I'm telling you, last time, everybody else got it like April-ish, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get mine until like July.
Wow.
I'm serious.
And the second one you didn't get yet?
No.
Wow. I got mine like right away to the point where I didn't know what it was. I was like, I almost threw it away. I'm like, what's this? Whoa, $600. Wow.
Nope.
All right.
No money for Laura.
We may have
even
to start.
Though I qualify.
Yeah, we might even have to start a GoFundMe for Laura, ladies and gentlemen.
It could happen.
On the way, a late night soundbite about tofu. Birthday buddies.
Woohoo.
Movie Mike with the Entertainment Report and a whole lot more. Stay with us.
Don't go anywhere. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Sing that Gimme My Stimmy. You deserve it.
Give me my stimmy.
Yeah. Back in the day, Laura and I used to always say, it happened where?
In Florida.
And that's what Matt the News Guy would say. It actually happened there over the weekend. A woman in Florida protesting the mask mandates, setting up shop inside a bagel shop, and refusing to leave.
You know what? Einstein bagels are fantastic. They're a national chain. They're great. Don't mistreat those poor workers in Einstein Bagels.
Or anywhere. Starbucks, McDonald's. Right? I don't care. I mean, why would you? Oh, what is wrong with people? And again, like we said earlier today, when you decide to go off, go Karen, go crazy, go bat, whatever, somebody's going to have a phone and they're just going to take it out and hit video and say, look at this lady carrying on. This is going to go viral. I'm going to get credit for it. And that's exactly what happened.
Get your hands off of me. You are kidnapping me. You don't have the right, sir. Ma'am, get your hands off me. I've done nothing wrong. I am not a criminal. That was stealing my purse. Stop it! Ma'am. You cannot arrest me. I've done nothing illegal. I have done nothing illegal.
You're not wearing a mask, lady. Oh, scream. Scream, that's good.
That's a lot.
I am not the police are dragging her out of the bagel shop. All because she didn't want to wear a mask.
Oh, Florida. What can I say about you?
She was kidnapped? She was kidnapped by the police? Come on now.
Here's the thing. Businesses want to stay in business. If there's a mask mandate, they have to follow it. They don't want to lose their licenses that the government provides to them. These are the rules we need to follow, friends. Screaming at police officers also is a really quick way to get yourself slapped with some handcuffs.
She was arrested for trespassing because that is the charge when you are on someone's property who mandates masks and you refuse. It's called trespassing. Interesting. So there you go. Just in case you wanted your behavior to go a little bit wacky today, please remember somebody's got a phone. Somebody is watching
you. And they're probably
you.
Going to record you.
Exactly.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Phil Spector, the eccentric music producer whose wall of sound recording method transformed the industry and who was later convicted of murder, died of natural causes Saturday, California state prison officials said. He was 81. Spector was pronounced dead at 6:35 p.m. on Saturday, according to the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations. The medical examiner for the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office will announce the cause of death at a later date. Spector was sentenced in 2019 to 19 years to life after being convicted for the 2003 murder of actress Lana Clarkson. She was found dead in Spector's home with a gunshot wound through the roof of her mouth. He maintained her death was, quote, an accidental suicide. In the music business, Spector wrote or produced records for some of the biggest names, including the Ronettes, Ike and Tina Turner, and the Beatles. Matthew McConaughey is at the point where he can do whatever he wants, and apparently what he wants to do is professional wrestling. In a recent interview, McConaughey hinted that he might be doing something with the WWE. He refused to specify what that might be, but he added that working with the organization is, quote, something that interests me. The actor also said that he and his kids, who are 12, 10, and 8, watch wrestling together, and the kids debate whether it's real or fake. And there's a new number one movie at the box office, and that is Liam Neeson's The Marksman, which opened with $3.2 million. Wonder Woman 84 was bumped to second place with another $2.6 million. The Croods A New Age was third with $2 million. News of the World came in fourth with $1 million. And Monster Hunter rounds out the top five with $920,000. You're now up to date on entertainment. I'll be back on Friday with a review.
All right. Thanks, Mike. It's good to hear from him on a Monday.
It is.
Yeah. Phil Spector produced Let It Be by the Beatles, and Paul McCartney is still pissed.
Can you blame him?
He didn't like the way he did the album. So, what, it took 20, 25, 30 years later, they re-released it. Let It Be Naked, it was called, where it was stripped down. And I don't know. The
also,
rest is history.
I mean, we probably just shouldn't kill people.
Yeah, that's kind of
that.
There's kind of what took him out of the limelight, out of the business, if you would say. You just don't kill people and get away with it.
Yeah, anyway. You just don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, well. News is coming up next, and then we'll hear the good news, right, Laura?
That's right. Some good stories gathered from over the weekend to make you smile on this, what apparently is supposed to be a blue Monday.
Right. So, Laura, make it better with the good news at 8:15.
A lot more.
A lot more on the way next hour. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
Special message from Evangelical Community Hospital.
Right now, your hospital needs your help. Hi, this is Dr. James Connolly, Medical Director of Emergency Services at Evangelical Community Hospital. COVID-19 is surging through our community. We're seeing more COVID-19 patients in our emergency room and caring for more COVID-19 patients in our hospital than ever before. And we need your help. Wear your mask anytime you leave your house. Stay 6 feet from others when you're in public.
Epic adventure.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about?
Well, we've already heard the news. So now it's time for the good news with Laura Good.
And on this Monday, that's a blue Monday, we definitely could use a little pick-me-up and something to smile about.
Yes.
So the first story comes out of Montana, and what I'm about to tell you is amazing any time of year, but especially in the winter. He jumped into an icy river, just like our very own first responders the other week right here in the central Susquehanna Valley, and jumped into an icy river on Thursday to save someone in an overturned car. I'm happy to say that all involved, absolutely fine, and now he's even being given the keys to the city.
That's cool. That's good news.
Next up, a Chick-fil-A opened a new location in Michigan, but they couldn't hold a big grand opening like they usually do because of COVID. Mm. Sure, makes sense. So instead, they're giving 100 healthcare workers free food, not just for the grand opening, for a year.
Wow.
Apparently, I Googled it, Chick-fil-A has been doing things at other new locations since the pandemic started, going all the way back to May.
Hmm. Keeping it quiet, not patting themselves on the back. That's good news.
It's great news. And last but not least, a woman in Georgia would regularly see an 18-year-old kid who she found out was named Jaden Sutton walking along the road. Turns out after she investigated, he'd been walking 7 miles each way to work so he could save up for a car. So she posted about it online, raised $7,000 on GoFundMe.com, and you guessed it, bought him a car.
I knew that if I had to walk to work every day to get a car, that's what I was going to do. And walk home every day, that's what I was going to do. Go to work, work for like 6-7 hours, and walk straight home.
I was just walking to work, and it was just like, you came out of nowhere.
I shared the story on my social media page. People started donating. They started giving.
I love her for it. I just want to thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You don't even understand how much.
You are so welcome.
Now that's good news. Wow.
That's amazing. And basically, it's all because of the kindness of one woman. So all of that is not only good news, but great news. I give you the good news every single day right here on Tom and Laura in the Morning, only found on 94KX.
Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 18. Good morning. We'll wrap up the show today with some audio of the late, great Martin Luther King Jr. And Laura's got a thought for the day, perhaps touching on that. It's Blue Monday, the most depressing day of the year. We still haven't been able to put a finger on that one. I just think it's weird.
I guess the British psychologist who decided this was it's kind of like post-holiday blues coupled with the gray, yucky weather typically, with bills coming in. It's about probably a month after when you most likely were doing some panic shopping for the holidays.
Yeah, and so you're feeling it now, so this is considered Blue Monday. Now, there are people, Laura, that just hate Monday altogether. Like, they just, and you and I have always had a positive spin. Like, let's try to make it a good week, and people always, oh, Monday sucks, and all that. A new survey has found out that half of us would rather get an extra day off a month than get a 10% raise. Wow.
I'll take the extra day off.
Would you really?
Yes.
You could live an extra day without me? Is that what you're saying?
Listen, it's amazing that I live any day without you, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She said with a little bit of more gonzo sarcasm. Anyway.
No, so, you know what? The funny thing is at the end of the day, I value my time more than money. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
So I would rather get, you know, an extra day, an extra weekend, an extra full week of vacation than make more money.
Okay. I'm always about the money. Just give me, my dad taught me, put it in green. He said, whenever the boss pats you on the back, good job today, say, put it in green. When he retired, they gave my dad a gold watch. He said, I already have a watch. Put it in green.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if my dad ever took that watch to the pawn shop or what. But, he, you know, so I'm like more the money guy. The same study, by the way, listed the 5 things we hate about work. Responding to messages and emails was numero uno. Wow.
That's just because we're all so connected anymore. Nobody knows how to turn work off when they get home.
Exactly. 31% of us are actually overwhelmed by messages and emails. All right. Number two, people don't like making phone calls. Well, if you're a telemarketer, that could be tough on your job. Okay, whatever. Number three, reaching out to customer service. Yeah. You ever get, I just got put on hold last week forever. I counted 15 minutes. I was on hold listening to cheesy Muzak. Anyway, updating your calendar or planner was number four. And number five, Laura, was organizing your files in your computer.
What files? What files? Sounds too grown up. I don't have files.
There you go. Go to work, everybody. News is next. Feeling the vibes. Tom and Laura in the morning. On this 18th of January, is your New Year's resolution shot already? Well, Laura and I have been talking about it since the beginning. You should take small steps, but you know what, Laura? Bumped into a friend of mine over the weekend trying to quit smoking. You know, some people are taking them big moves. Yeah. I mean,
the thing is baby steps work, although sometimes, especially like with a habit like smoking, you got to do it cold turkey.
And I
or
think,
use the patch.
Yeah, and I think if you want to lose weight, don't say you're going to lose 100 pounds. Like, maybe you will eventually, but say you're going to lose 10 pounds, and then keep going from there, you know? So, I don't know. When it comes to smoking and weight loss, and now, like, within the last year, anxiety is a big problem, this whole Mark Patrick thing might be able to help you out. So, $49.99, you could be, like, a non-smoker, or you could be thinner, or you could be calmer.
Listen, you and I went through it. We went attended the old seminar, and it was very, very interesting. So yeah. I encourage people, don't laugh at the whole hypnosis thing.
It works.
You never know.
Yep. You know what I did? I went on the weight loss side, and I went with the thought of just, how did they say, think of your weakness foods. And honest to God, I thought, you know, like I meditated on Oreo cookies and chocolate tasty cakes. And I haven't,
yes, you did.
And I haven't eaten any of those in like 3 years. Isn't that wild?
You really haven't.
Yeah. So it works. I'm telling you. $49.99. And it's guaranteed too. So you can get your money back. Details will be coming up throughout the day. You'll hear the commercial. But if you want to jump on visitmarkpatrickseminars.com, you can get all the information right now because it's coming up this weekend.
Very cool.
And it's virtual, right? So it's safe.
It is. So you can do it right from the comfort of your own home. You'll be sent a link. And then all of those materials are available to you once you purchase the entire course. So
So it's safe if the anxiety thing is your issue, because these are troubled times we live in. You know, go to visit MarkPatrickSeminars.com. And can we say tell them Tom and Laura sent you? I don't know. It's not an
endorsement. Yes, we can, because we have been through it ourselves. Tell them Tom and Laura sent you.
There you go.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Martin Luther King Day, the great peacemaker, is missed. Google Watch on YouTube. Do something educational today. We'd like to wrap up Tom and Laura in the morning. There's so many great Martin Luther King quotes, Laura.
There really, really are. And it's tough to just choose one because he was a great orator. He gave wonderful, uplifting, and motivating speeches. But I found one that I feel like can be applied to life in general.
Okay.
If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
I've always liked that one because you're right. It is simple. And
it can be applied to anything in life, right? Just keep moving forward, keep trying, keep doing, keep listening, keep learning, keep doing all the things.
Yes, I found a simple one too. Martin Luther King once said, "I have decided to stick with love because hate is too great a burden to bear.
Wow. We all could use a little more love, especially on a Monday.
Think about it today, at any time today, on this Martin Luther King Day and this Blue Monday. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.